Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 24th. I'm Jeremy Matheny, and this is your local sports report. We begin last night with the University of Jamestown Jimmies baseball team as they took on Concordia Moorhead and getting a 7-3 victory over the Cobbers for Jamestown. Mitchell Dennis worked three innings and gave up three runs, two of which were earned on three hits. He improved to 1-0 overall on the season. Jamestown took a 3-0 lead in the top of the first inning behind an RBI single from Dylan Dudley and then a Lincoln Trujillo two-run home run. Jamestown extended their lead to 4-3 in the top of the third. Six Jamestown relievers each tossed a scoreless frame, combining to allow just one hit while striking out eight. The Jimmies improved to 14-10 overall and will play a doubleheader at Midland on Friday beginning at 1 p.m. Also yesterday, the North Dakota Press Association released its 2021 Class A Girls All-State list, and senior Grace Hagerly of Jamestown took home second-team honors for the second consecutive year. Hagerly was also an All-WDA team member for two seasons and was second on the Blue Jays in points scored this season at 12.8 per game. The senior grabbed more than 120 rebounds throughout the year and led the team in free throw shooting percentage at 77%. Hagerly was the only one for Jamestown to make either first or second team. The Blue Jays made their first state appearance since the 2014 season this year. And rounding things out, the University of Jamestown's Hannah DeMars was named a WBCA Honorable Mention All-American yesterday. The sophomore averaged 17.8 points per game and 7.8 rebounds per contest for the Jimmies, who finished the season with a 15-11 overall record. She was a first-team GPAC selection and second in the GPAC in points per game, fourth in rebounds. That's all the time we have for today. Make sure you stay tuned always to the full sports schedule over at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jeremy Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.